The passage in Luke chapter 10, of course, in the children's classes, they sing Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. And he climbed up in the sycamore tree, the Savior for to see. And of course, Jesus says, Zacchaeus, come down, I'm going to your house today. And beautiful little song. And it carries with it the idea of you deal with the difficulties of life, and you overcome, and you don't give up just because you're not as the same as everybody else. You take your opportunities when they come. And that's what I want to ask you about this morning. A distant relative of yours has passed away in California, leaving behind a fortune. And you have been notified that you're the only person listed in the will. You didn't know that was going to happen to you, did you? The reading is going to be in 24 hours, and you have to be present to receive your inheritance. What will you do because you're broke? You don't have enough money to buy an airline ticket. What are you going to do? Will you do what it takes to get the money and to be able to travel, or will you simply say, well, I can't afford the plane ticket, so you just go and sit at home in your favorite easy chair? What will you do in a case like that? Well, I know what you're going to do. Did you go? Oh, yeah, you went. Okay, so now you're back home. You're comfortable in your favorite chair, and the phone rings. And your real estate agent calls to let you know of a golden opportunity. That there's a piece of property that you've had your eye on for a long time, and it's just come on the market. And the price is right, but you've got to act now. Buyers are lining up. And if you want in on this, if you want this, you're going to have to act on it now. But so what are you going to do? Well, you say to the person that's calling you, your real estate agent, look, can I sleep on it and make a decision tomorrow? No, you got to decide right now, do you buy it or let it pass? Jesus met several people in Matthew 4, and he says to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Opportunities are everywhere. Many times we fail to see them because we're not looking for them. Jesus says to the disciples, to the apostles in John 4, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, they're white already to harvest. There are opportunities everywhere. We just have to see them. We have to recognize them because they pass by so quickly. In John 9:4, Jesus says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work. Jesus knew that this is true. This morning, I want to talk about three opportunities that God has given to every one of us. Three opportunities that we all have been given. There are times when it doesn't look like much opportunity. An unemployed person has been unemployed for 3 years. They have desperately tried to find work. They can't find anything, anybody that will hire them. No opportunity. You have a sickness and you are going to doctor after doctor after doctor and you can't find anyone who can help you. There's no opportunity to get better. There are things like that. But God has given us three opportunities right now that we have right now. And we need to see them and take advantage of them. Number one, the first opportunity is the opportunity to bring someone to Christ or to bring someone back to Christ. You have been given that opportunity. The fact that you are alive today means you've been given that opportunity. There are times that we try to talk to people and they're not willing to listen. Fine. But there are many, many people out there that we need to talk to. Many people that need to hear God's word. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover a multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man has received the gift. Even so, minister to the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We have been given an opportunity to help bring people to Christ, or to bring people back to Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. It is part of our job as the bride of Christ to say, come to Jesus. We sing that song. We need to say it to the world. We need to say it to the people that we have influence over, the people that are in our lives. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirst come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. It says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. That's the church, the bride. That's us. We are to say, come. Galatians 6:1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. We have responsibility to talk to folks, to encourage, to try to restore them, recognizing that we ourselves could fall into that same sin. And finally, in James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. God is giving us an opportunity to bring someone to Christ or to bring someone back to Christ. Next Sunday is Friend and Family Day. We are being given an opportunity to influence for good as many people as we can get here. We're talking short notice, yeah, I know. But you know what? It's a week away. You got a full week to talk to folks. You don't have time to put it off. You don't have time to say, well, I'll get around to it. No. It's urgent. It's important. Talk to folks. Invite them. Bring them. Get them to come. Tell the folks that you've been wanting to talk to this person. Now's your chance. Talk to them. Talk to them this week. Let them know. Come. We're going to have a great time. Charles will be here to teach the Sunday school class. I will speak in the morning service. Mark Little will be here to speak in the afternoon service. We're going to have a great time. There's going to be a lot of good food and a lot of good fellowship. We've got people that are coming from different places. Churches have been notified. Newspapers have been notified. We've already secured the tents and the chairs and the tables. Everything is in readiness. We just got to get the folks here. And so my encouragement to you is encourage those around you to come. People that you've been wanting to come to church, bring them. Now, let's understand something. Bringing somebody to church doesn't make them a Christian, does it? Bringing somebody to church or inviting somebody to church is not all there is to the opportunity that God has given us to help a person become a child of God. But it is a step, and we need to take that step, and that's the easiest.